extends government funding through mid-March, provides more than $100 billion in disaster aid, including for communities hit by Hurricanes Helene and Milton, and $10 billion in economic assistance for farmers. It cleared the House earlier in the evening after a roller coaster week of negotiations following initial objections from President-elect Trump and billionaire Elon Musk.
And the Senate has also passed legislation to boost Social Security payments for millions of people. It eliminates reductions to the benefits for almost 3 million people who have a pension from federal, state, and local governments or from public service jobs like teachers, firefighters, and police officers. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
After a chaotic few days in the House, it's good news that the bipartisan approach in the end prevailed. It's a good lesson for next year. Both sides have to work together.
Police are trying to learn the motive for yesterday's attack on a Christmas market in the German city of Magdeburg. At least four people were killed and dozens injured. The state premier, Reiner Hasselhoff, says the driver was a 50-year-old Saudi doctor who first came to Germany in 2006. The premier speaks through an interpreter.
We are in the process of collecting all further information and also carrying out the interrogation. But as things stand at the moment, he's a lone perpetrator, and all investigations are now underway.
There's a new way to help find your lost luggage faster. Now, if you have an Apple AirTag in your bag and United, Delta, or Air Canada misplace it, you'll be able to use your iPhone to tell them where it is. Dan Green is with Fay Travel Insurance.
I'm sure they'd rather reunite you with your bag than pay the maximum amount of money that is owed to you for replacing the items in the bag. And if there's one thing we've learned with the recent changes to airlines having to give fast refunds and refunds in full, and refunds to the original form of payment, there's no reason to assume that changes won't come down the line around baggage and other things.
Amazon delivery drivers and Starbucks baristas are on strike in a handful of cities in the U.S. They're demanding a contract and higher pay. More from CBS's Carter Evans.
The strikes aren't expected to have a big impact on overall operations. Amazon says most packages should still arrive on time. And as for Starbucks, well, right now employees have only shut down a handful of locations like this one, but they do plan to expand the walkouts to possibly hundreds of locations by Christmas Eve.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The Bucks fall in Cleveland. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks lost to the Cavaliers 124-101. Milwaukee fell behind by 11. At one point, they were down by 36 points. Damian Lillard did not play. He has a strained right calf muscle. Head coach Doc Rivers.
We were flat early. Actually contemplating not playing anybody in the second half, honestly. I just thought we were flat, tired, whatever you want to call it. Tonight, there's no barometer. There's no read on tonight's game. I'm just going to say that. We learned nothing.
The Bucks are back on the floor tonight at home against the Washington Wizards. NFL, the Packers held practice getting ready for Monday Night Football against the Saints. Wide receiver Christian Watson on adjusting to the winter weather at Lambeau Field.
I mean, we're out here playing football for a living, so I mean, we got to find a way to enjoy it, and we definitely do. I mean, when you're standing and still for a little bit too long, you think in your head, this kind of sucks, but I mean, when you're out there playing ball, it's definitely fun. Just don't stand around too long.
That's Packers wide receiver Christian Watson. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Partly sunny today with highs in the mid-20s. Mostly cloudy tonight, 15. Partly sunny and 32 on your Sunday. For Sunday night, clouds and 31. Chance of rain and snow on Monday with a high near 40 degrees. Tuesday, mostly cloudy and a high of 37.
Right now, 12 degrees.
Not Attempted Temptations, local news, timeless hits on WRJN. How you doing this morning, Rick Johnson? You bet. Yes, it's a little bit on the cold side. There's no doubt about that. And it's going to be cold for the day, pretty much. Not super cold, but right now we're looking at 12 degrees at Radio Park. And thanks for coming along. Grab yourself a cup of hot coffee, or maybe you like a steaming hot cup of hot cocoa. Little dab of whipped cream on the top, making it good for this morning while we listen to some of these great timeless hits here at WRJN. CCR, traveling band at WRJN.
737 coming out of the sky. Oh, won't you take me down to Memphis on a midnight ride? I won't move. Hey, you need a traveling band. Yeah, well, I'm flying across the land. Trying to get a hand. Hey, you need a traveling band. Take me to the hotel. Bag is going nowhere. Come on, come on. Won't you get me to my room? I won't move. Hey, you need a traveling band. Yeah, well, I'm flying across the land. Trying to get a hand. Hey, you need a traveling band. Listen to the radio. Talking about the last show. Someone got excited. Had to call a state militia. Won't move. Hey, you need a traveling band. Yeah, well, I'm flying across the land.
Park to the Heritage Museum. Local news and timeless hits.
I don't know if I'm ever coming.
It's local news. It's WRJN. There you go. That's the Spinners, along with Dionne Warwick, and Then Came You. Glad you came along, and I'm glad you're along with me this morning. Kind of a cold one out there this morning. Buckle up if you're going outside. Bundle up, too, because I tell you what, you're going to definitely need it. Mostly sunny today is what they're calling for, and a high of about, 21, 22 degrees. So it'll be a little bit, not blustery, but definitely cold with a little bit of wind chill. You know, did you get a chance to see, you know, some of the Christmas favorites that are on TV or streamed or whatever it is? And, of course, Charlie Brown Christmas, always one of my favorites. The part where Charlie Brown says the line is, "Can anybody tell me what Christmas is all about, really?" Well, First Church of God, 68th Annual Living Nativity Scene. That'll be happening tomorrow, Sunday and Monday, December 22nd and 23rd. Now, this happens around about 7 o'clock at night till about 9 p.m. Come experience the wondrous joy of Jesus' birth with actors, live animals, and music. It's at the First Church of God, 1650 Lathrop Avenue, and it's right here in Racine. Kind of cool, and it just brings it all back to you. Right now, 10 degrees outside at Radio Park.
Kick off the holidays at Studebaker's Fuel and Food, your one-stop shop for unmatched selection, exceptional service, and unbeatable convenience. Planning a holiday party? Stock up with the incredible beer cave selection. And don't miss the liquor department's box gift sets that are sure to impress. In a hurry? Skip the lines and cruise through the convenient drive-thru, perfect for the season's hustle and bustle. Studebaker's Fuel and Food, where fast meets fantastic. 31 and Spring Street in Racine.
Thanks to Total Wine, you saved more on all the gifts for the ones you adore. Wine, spirits, beers all nestled on shelves.
Curbside pickup available and the lowest prices for over 30 years only at Total Wine & More.
Drink responsibly. B21.
Need parts now? O'ReillyAuto.com offers in-store pickup, same-day home delivery, or next-day home shipping. Get more parts your way at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
WRJN, Racine's home for local news and timeless hits Monday through Friday. But don't forget, we're here all weekend, too. Hear the Capsule Countdown, Saturday mornings between 6 and 10 with Rick Johnson. Terry Hovel has Rock and Roll Never Forget, Saturday from 10 to 2, and the Music of the Stars with Lou Regani, Sunday morning from 7 till noon. Something for everybody all weekend. WRJN.
Hits with an unmistakable falsetto voice. Frankie Valli of the Four Seasons on WRJN with Rick Johnson. 10 degrees outside Radio Park, kind of cold. 621. And what do you got? One, two, three. Well, figure the 24th. You got 3 more days left to finish any Christmas shopping you might want to do. And I notice a lot of merchants, especially online merchants, are still offering up-to-the-minute delivery, like on Christmas Eve till 6 p.m. So maybe you still have a chance to get that little special gift that you were thinking of. And it puts you a little bit in the spirit and your mind into the holiday spirit. Let's do one of those classic holiday hits here at WRJN.
Thank you.
Local news, timeless hits, sound of Woolly Bully, Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs. Good morning, Rick Johnson, 627. You know it's cold out there. And there's been an off and on about, well, we're going to have a white Christmas or not. Well, let's find out from Corey Hartman in the near term what we can expect.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Partly sunny today with highs in the mid-20s. Mostly cloudy tonight, 15. Partly sunny and 32 on your Sunday. For Sunday night, clouds and 31. Chance of rain and snow on Monday with a high near 40 degrees. Tuesday, mostly cloudy and a high of 37.
Right now, 12 degrees.
Got the team. shore.
For your love,
I bring you diamond rings and things right to your door.
For your love,
to thrill you with delight, I'll give you diamonds bright. There'll be days that will excite to make you dream of me at night.
spoke, we listened to you loud and clear. Local news, timeless hits, they're back here on WRJ. And, you know, listening to that song, the beginning verse reminds me of back in the late 60s, the big hubbub that was circulated, a rumor that Paul McCartney was dead. He died in a car accident in his Aston Martin. And there was all sorts of things in these songs that people were picking out. And here comes old Flat Top. He's grooving up slowly, man. His head was cut off in a car accident. I don't think a lot of people bought that, but there was a special on the radio about it. I forget when they played it. Very interesting, but yeah, I never believed in it either. At least, you know, didn't do anything for me. Hey, we've got two capsule countdowns coming up this morning, Saturday soundtrack. And one of them's from 1974, the other's from 1961. First one we're going to play is going to be 8:30 here at WRJN.
Blessing them with your gifts. They see the truth before they can die.
Parents well, their children's hell will slowly go by, and feed them on your dreams, the one they picked, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry. So just look at them and sigh, and know they love you.
Local news and timeless hits at WRJN. Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. That is from the LP, Deja Vu.
Thank you.
Radio Refreshed. WRJN.
How can I be sure in a world that's constantly changing? How can I be sure where I stand with you?
Down, it's a pity.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. The government has been funded through March. Here's CBS's Carissa Lawson.
The bill is passed.
After two failed efforts earlier this week, the Republican-controlled House passed a Friday evening vote on a revised plan to avert a government shutdown. Later, the stopgap spending measure was passed in the Senate.
We will continue to spend money at a pace such that we will accumulate about $2 trillion in debt each year.
That was Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul. The bill includes $100 billion in disaster relief funds to help with hurricane recovery and other natural disasters. Germany's chancellor visited the eastern city of Magdeburg this morning, where five people were killed when a car plowed through a crowded Christmas market. The BBC's Damian McGuinness with details about the suspect.
The Christmas lights are still twinkling, but the mulled wine stands look desolate, and the whole Christmas market is cordoned off with tape. It's been officially confirmed. The suspect is a 50-year-old doctor who first came to Germany from Saudi Arabia 20 years ago. He had been working in the region. So far, there is no evidence linking him to Islamist extremism.
A record number of Americans are predicted to be on the move this holiday season, says CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
This guy's not going to make it.
And millions more are watching the weather. Snow and frigid temperatures mean treacherous driving in parts of the Midwest and Northeast, and it's also delaying thousands of flights.
We left our house around like 9 exactly, and so it was supposed to be like a 30-minute trip, but it turned into an hour.
AAA expects Sunday will be the busiest on the roads, just as the East Coast is hit with an Arctic blast. An estimated 170